Hey, welcome to Stars Wars Explorer, where only the stars are the limit. I'm your host, Dylan S., and here I talk about the dark and the light of Star Wars. Theories, characters, new stuff, and whatever. Make sure to send any questions or comments you have about the podcast. Now, let's get started on today's Stars Wars Explorer episode. Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Stars Wars Explorer. I really hope you guys enjoyed the last episode. I don't know if any of you knew those theories, but I do. I know I very much enjoy making these podcasts, and I hope that you do too. Anyways, enough talk. So, we have done like favorite episodes and stuff before, so I don't want to be like this complete like that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have like three different topics and three different planets. And I'm going to say, like, what they were used for, like, who, you know, and, like, why and everything. And then, like I said, it's going to include three different planets, and these planets will be very common ones, like, the ones that are all in the movies, like, ones that will be very common that you guys know. Now that I've discussed the episode, let's get started on the first planet. Alright, so like I said, this episode is going to be about planets and what, why, and who they were used by. These will be very basic planets from the movies that you've definitely seen. Now, I'm going to try and have you guys guess it. You ready? Here we go. It has luscious green forest, lots of life, and it's a moon. Now I'll give you 5 seconds. Did you make your guess? If you guessed the moon of Endor, then you are correct. So, the first planet, like I said, that I'd like to talk about is the moon of Endor. Now, technically, this isn't a planet, but you get the idea. The moon of Endor is, a planet filled with luscious green forest, you know, plenty of life, and it has quite a lot of species of animal on it. But this one specific one is called the Ewoks. And these animals look like teddy bears with spears and other Stone Age tools. They are very hostile, you know, and they defend their home. And the moon of Endor was used by the Empire to set up a small base so they could build the Death Star. But the Rebellion teamed up with the Ewoks and got the Empire off of Endor and destroyed their base. This made it so that the Empire had a big delay in the Death Star's production, and almost all of this was seen in Episode 6, The Return of the Jedi. This was a really fun planet to talk about. I really enjoy this planet. You know, what do you guys think about this planet? I personally, like, if I were to, like, live on it, I wouldn't mind just because of how, like, pretty, you know, the forests are and everything. But, you know, let me guess what you think, and I will now move on to the next planet. Alright, we are now on the second planet. Let me know what you guys think of Endor. I personally think it's a really cool place. And, you know, I really like the forest. It's real pretty there and everything. It'd be kind of fun to live in. But now, the next planet I'll be talking about is, you know, actually, you know, I'm going to have you guys guess this one. Like, you know, we just had the first one. I might even do it for all of them, but I'm going to have you guys guess it. So, here we go. You have 5 seconds. It has big mountains, lakes, and trees. Basically, everything there is big. Can you guess what it is? I'll give you 5 seconds. And your time is up. So, this planet is Kashyyyk. If you guessed that, you're correct. Like I said, it has very big mountains, lakes, trees, and basically everything's pretty big. Even their creatures. The main creature on this planet are the Wookiees, which is what Chewbacca is. They live in big tree houses that are on those big trees. In Episode 3, The Revenge of the Sith, the Wookiees are on Kashyyyk and are preparing to fight with the help of Master Yoda, because battle droids are coming to attack. Then, before the battle started, Emperor Palpatine executed Order 66, which basically turned all the troops against their Jedi commanding officers. One of the people who was turned on was Master Yoda, but luckily he made it out, and so did the Wookiees. The Wookiees ended up winning the battle, and this battle was known as the Battle of Kashyyyk, obviously, because the planet name was Kashyyyk. This planet is on the Outer Rim, and let me know what you guys think of Kashyyyk. I think it's a pretty cool planet, but I don't know if I'd be able to live there in those big old trees with all those, like, Wookiees. Be pretty hard. Be pretty stinky. And we are now going to have a quick word from our sponsor, but don't go yet, because we still have one more planet to talk about, and I think you guys are going to like this one. We now have a quick word from our sponsors, but don't go yet because more is coming. And now for a short break. I would like to thank EA Games for sponsoring this podcast. EA Games offers many types of games like sports, but they also have made games based off of the Star Wars franchise. Some of these games include the Star Wars Battlefront games, which I highly recommend. And these games are the best way to feed your gaming and Star Wars self. And I would again like to thank EA Games for sponsoring the podcast. Now let's get back to the podcast. We are back. Thank you guys for staying tuned through the sponsor, and I really hope you guys enjoyed the first two planets. I'm going to take you guys to the third planet. So, basically, this third planet, I'm going to have you guys guess on it, kind of like what we did with the first one. So, you guys ready? It has red rocks, big cliffs, and it was seen in the Attack of the Clones, and it's a pretty well-known common planet. I'll give you 5 seconds. Can you guess what it is? And time is up. If you guessed Geonosis, then you were correct. Geonosis is a planet that is basically all just red rock deserts with big cliffs. It's very dry, but it's very good for having production on. In Episode 2, The Attack of the Clones, Geonosis is used by the Empire to produce their clones. You know, the ones that go, Roger, Roger, or Stand Down, Jedi Scum. Anyways, although this planet doesn't have a whole ton of life, it does have the Geonosians, which are those weird humanoid bug-looking things that are at the Colosseum in Episode 2. And if you're wondering, this is the same Colosseum where Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Padme have to try and escape from, you know, those three different creatures. This planet was seen in Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, and it was seen a little bit in The Clone Wars. Well, guys, that was the last planet, and you have now reached the end of the episode. I guess I have to say goodbye. So, bye. I very much enjoy making these podcasts, and I hope that you do too. Comment any ideas or things you'd like to hear on the podcast. It could be reviews, favorites, theories, literally anything. So just drop it in. Again, I really hope you enjoyed today's episode, and stay tuned because more episodes are coming. All right, I guess I have to say goodbye. So, bye. You've reached the end of the episode on Star Wars Explore. I hope to see you next episode where we will be talking about more fun things about Star Wars. There might be some theories and whatever, so just stay tuned. Bye.